Now, we're still talking about the wind. A wind halfway between south and southwest is called a, what kind of a wind? Between the point of south and southwest.
Between the point of south.
How about, it's just called a southwest wind?
Southwestern wind, I guess.
If it's raining, but not raining very hard, just a few drops come down, you say it's a what?
Light shower.
All right, what's another word for it?
Light shower.
Sprinkle?
Light sprinkle.
Okay. What do you call it when it's misty, very, very misty outside, early in the morning sometime?
Well, it's foggy and hazy.
Okay, any other words, okay. If we haven't had any rain for weeks and weeks, what do we have?
Very dry weather.
And what else? What else do you call it? A drought. If the wind has been gentle and it's gradually getting a little strong, you say that the wind is
getting stronger.
What else?
Blowing more gently, something like that.
Okay. If it's just the opposite, the wind has been strong and now it's beginning to get weaker, what do you say?
It's slowing down. It isn't blowing as hard as it was.
All right, what's another term? Do you use it? How about it's letting up?
Oh, yes, it's letting up.
Okay. On a morning in the fall, when you first go outdoors, if you like it, like cold, but not very, very cold. The kind of weather you'd like to be out in, you say this morning it's kind of a, what kind? It's not cold, but it's
bracy. It's lovely. I love it.
Okay, what's another word? That's right. Bracy, lovely. What's another word when it's just kind of, you know, sharp? How about the word chilly?
Chilly. I say chilly, lovely.
Do you use any other words other than that?
Crazy about it.
What is it in the morning when we get up and we look outside and we've had a little cold and maybe it's just cold enough maybe just to have killed the tomatoes?
Frost.
Thank you, ma'am. That's right. Frost. All right. It was so cold last night that what happened to the lake?
It froze. The lake froze.
All right. If it froze yesterday, how do you describe that?
Well, the lake froze yesterday.
Do you use any other terms for it?
Iced.
Iced, all right. What about when you go to the refrigerator and you put in your ice cubes, they will what in a few minutes?
They'll freeze.
Freeze, all right. If you put them in there about a week ago or so, your ice cubes, they will have what?
Frozen.
Okay. Now let's talk a little bit about the rooms that we have here. What do we call this room that we're sitting in right now?
Dining room.
Your room. What do you call the room that's in your front room?
Living room.
About how wide would you say your rooms are? I have no idea. Okay. If you were to say, though, that this room measured, let's say, 12 by 24, right, you would say it measured 12 by 24 what?
Feet.
Okay. All right, now, does this house have a place where the smoke goes up through an opening?
Yes.
All right, what do you call it?
Chimney.
All right. What else? In the word chimney, there's also something there in front of the chimney.
Fireplace.
Okay. Do you use another term for it?
Do you use another term?
Fireplace, chimney. Hearth. Yes, hearth.
Okay. In the fireplace, the things that you...
And the iron.
Things that you